You're listening to EFT Radio Online, where we explore meridian tapping techniques for self-help and peak performance. By listening to this audio, you agree to the disclaimer located at eftradioonline.com/disclaimer. If you'd like to get the schedule of all the upcoming EFT radio shows and access to archive shows, please visit us at eftradioonline.com, where you can subscribe to our free newsletter.
Do you want to move from burned out to fired up? Welcome to Leave the Job You Hate for the Work You Love with Marty Murphy. Marty is a career coach, certified EFT practitioner, and former corporate captive who helps business professionals overcome the fears that keep them stuck in the job they hate.
Welcome. I am your host, Marty Murphy. And as always, I hope to bring you helpful content to assist you along your journey to taking your own big leap into the meaningful work you love. And the topic of today's show is feeling discouraged and how to go about feeling better. And I want to share a personal story with you, which was sort of my aha moment. Like we say, the quarter dropped, the piano fell. A couple of weeks ago, I was driving back from Scottsdale, Arizona to go home, and I noticed I was in a funk. And a number of things had kind of gone on that really contributed to me feeling that I was in this funk. And I noticed that I wanted to feel better. I didn't want to feel the way that I was feeling. So I was struggling with this a little bit. I was feeling discouraged was a big piece of it, like discouraged in my ability to get myself to a better feeling place. And all of a sudden it dawned on me, I thought, oh my gosh, I'm trying to go from what I'll call, using my friend Dina Proctor's term, hell to happy, but I'm trying to do it in too big of a jump for me. And I realized it was like I was in this place of discouragement, and I would even say bordering on despair. And yet I was like, oh, I want to feel better fast. And all of a sudden, Abraham Hicks' emotional guidance scale popped in my head. And I've heard about this for years. I've had it printed out. And I got, okay, get the idea, get yourself to the next best feeling place. And I remember listening to a workshop they had where they were saying, if you're in despair and you can move yourself into the healing power of revenge, you've taken yourself to a better place. And I know with my background in the Catholicism that I was raised in, it was all about, you know, you got to be the best little girl in the world. And there were so many forbidden emotions in that. And I remember when I heard that, I was like, so actually going from despair to revenge is a better place. And I felt this sense of relief. Well, fast forward to a few weeks ago when I was in a car and I thought, oh my gosh, I forgot about this. It's when I'm in a place where I'm feeling in a funk and I'm wanting to get happy too quickly, I can't do it. So I ask you to consider this. The next time you find yourself in a place of feeling discouraged or feeling like, oh, I'm not making the progress that I think I should, are you putting pressure on yourself first and foremost to get too advanced of a feeling for where you're at? And I have to tell you, this is such a relief. And ever since the quarter dropped for me a couple weeks ago in the car, I was like, I get it. I get it now. So what I did is I started tapping. And I just was tapping on what was going on for me and saying the words out loud, like telling the story behind it. And I noticed that I was able to muster up anger, so I moved myself. Clearly, if you look at the emotional guidance scale, I had moved myself from this funk to a place of despair and discouragement up the scale, and I got to a place where I was like, oh gosh, I'm feeling angry. And the thing that I noticed is there's more power in anger. There's more energy behind it. So that was amazing to know that I could get myself to that place. So think about that the next time you're in a, let's go with the word funk, like you just, you're not in a place, you're in sort of despair, discouragement, and you're like, I don't want to be here. First question to ask yourself is, are you trying to get to too big of a better feeling place? Are you wanting to get happy when you can't really get happy in that moment? So check in on that for yourself. Like, am I trying to feel happy here when I really can't? I'm just not capable of getting myself there. And I've got to tell you, it so takes the pressure off. And if you actually print out that emotional guidance scale and you take yourself up the scale, if you look at that and go, what is the next possible best feeling place I can manage to get myself through? And even if you look at that and you're like, I'm not sure what it is, because the truth is that's how it was for me. I wasn't really sure of the next best feeling place I could get myself to, but I started tapping on what was going on for me in that moment. And I noticed the next feeling I was really conscious of was anger. So then I went with the anger. And then I tapped through what I was feeling angry about and how strong that feeling was for me. And what I noticed is then I got myself to a place that I would designate as pretty neutral. I wasn't feeling particularly discouraged at all. I wasn't feeling angry. I was just sort of like, more relaxed. Like, okay, I wasn't happy. I definitely wasn't in a joyful place. But what I noticed is I actually started feeling pretty happy that I felt neutral, that I really was able to get myself out of that funk and not feel so discouraged about my inability to move myself up. I'm like, oh my God, I do this for a living and I couldn't get myself there. But that was it. It was like trying to take myself there too quickly. So notice this for yourself the next time you're in that state, and if it helps to print out that emotional guidance scale, do. And I would encourage you to consider this idea. If you're in a state of mind, whatever that is that you don't want to be in, and you feel like you stay stuck there, again, and I've said this so many times, it's very likely you're judging yourself for the state of mind you're in, and in addition to that, you're trying to get yourself to too big of a place in emotion, like too high up the scale. So if you're like, hey, I'm really angry right now, then just try and work up to maybe, oh, maybe I can at least feel sort of content or something like that. But even that, if you can't name it, make that okay too, and just tap on what is presently showing up for you and really check in and go, okay, this is what I seem to be feeling right now. And even if you don't know, if you're not sure, a great question to ask yourself is, if I had to guess how I was feeling right now, what would that feeling be? And then just go with that. And this is such a relief to me. Now I notice every day since then, if some feeling comes up and I realize, oh, I don't want to be feeling this, instead of feeling like, oh, I got to get happy and think happy thoughts, I just go, what's the next best place I can get myself to? And even if I don't know, I just tap on what is currently there. And it really is like, then I accept the next best feeling place that I can get to. So take that into consideration and see how that feels for you. And again, as I say this, don't believe me. Really check it out. Test it for yourself and see, like, okay, this seems to make sense to me. And if it doesn't, then absolutely, you will find the thing out there that you need to find. But it's such a relief because I get that, the emotional guidance scale, it's there for a reason. So often many of us are just trying to take ourselves to a place that we're just not ready to go. And you might even have to tap on what is it that has you feeling like I've got to get myself from feeling discouraged to happy. For me, really, it was a lot of my religious upbringing. And then even that, when I really misunderstood law of attraction, it was like, happy thoughts, happy thoughts, happy thoughts. And, oh, my God, if I'm feeling negative feelings, I'm going to attract more to me. It's like, oh, I realized that ended up feeling so much like my religious upbringing. Like, oh, if I feel this feeling, then I'm going to attract more of that to me. I have heard this said, and I would tell you, I believe the truth of it just because I've checked it out for myself. But again, check it out for yourself, that negative thoughts have a lower vibrational quality, even though I think many times we are so aware of those feelings. But higher feeling thoughts have so much more of a high vibration that it takes a negative thought really a lot longer to really manifest for many of us. I just think for most of us, we've grown up in a world that really sort of promotes that. You know, there's not as much encouragement around, hey, you know, feel the best you can feel, depending on how your upbringing was. I know that was true for me, a lot of what I saw. So if nothing else, if it just makes you feel better to think that it's okay if I have negative thoughts, they're all part of the process. And the truth is there really even such a thing as a negative thought? Is it just a feeling place that's working for me or not? And even negative, quote, negative feelings can work for us in a way that they protect us. So just consider, just if nothing else, be open to the idea that you're going to find your truth in this for yourself. So I wanted to go over the emotional guidance scale. And if you look up, I particularly like the Abraham Hicks. It's very simple. They have 22 numbers, but there's all different kinds of emotions. So on the low end, like the lowest vibrational thought is fear, grief, depression, despair, and powerlessness. And those are all grouped together. So let's go with, hey, you're feeling despair. So then you go, oh, I can, the next level up is insecurity, guilt, unworthiness. Then you go up to jealousy, then hatred and rage, and you go up to revenge, and then you go up to anger, and then actually even above anger is discouragement. So discouragement's actually better than anger. So it's really backwards on this. So then you can take yourself, think about this if you're feeling discouraged. If you can go to a place of blame with someone, so you're blaming someone, that can actually make you feel better. So for me, literally, I was really more in this place of despair, and I was able to get to anger. And then I went up to like feeling so discouraged. And then I did get up to a place of like getting really angry at someone else, so I was blaming them. And then I moved myself up to what I would really call more of contentment, that I just felt content. I didn't feel particularly bad or particularly good. So again, check this out. And highest on it is joy, appreciation, empowered, freedom, and love. But the bottom line to me is the point of all this is if you can move yourself up that emotional scale to a better feeling place, that can do so much more for you than the belief that, hey, I'm in this place of despair and I really feel like I should feel joy and happy now. And just knowing that in this particular way, that's just too big of a jump. You can move yourself up the scale. It's infinitely more manageable. And it really, to me, it just takes the pressure off of, oh God, I gotta feel better and I need to feel better now. Sometimes you just can't. And one thing I really like to use when I tap is the words, so what? So, you know, even though I'm feeling despair, I choose to love and accept myself anyway. So I'll go through that, and I'll walk you through that process right now. So let's just do a tapping sequence. So karate chop. Even though I'm in despair right now, and I don't want to feel this way, I choose to acknowledge my feelings now. Even though I'm discouraged about my life and I'm scared, I can't move beyond this. I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Even though I'm in fear, I feel helpless and powerless to change my feelings now. I choose to love and honor myself anyway. I'm in despair. I don't want to feel this way. But I can't seem to manage feeling happy. And I'll say the points now under the nose. I'm in despair. Chin point. And I don't want to feel this way. Collarbone. I can't even manage neutral. Under the arm. So what? Top of the head. What if I don't have to get to happy? Eyebrow, what if I'm okay right where I'm at? Side of the eye, what if what I can do under the eye is move myself up the emotional scale? Under the nose, I can't get happy right now. Chin point, so what? Collarbone, it's too big of a jump for me. Under the arm, I don't want to feel the way I do. Top of the head, but what if I can make that okay? Eyebrow, I want to get to happy, but I just can't right now. Side of the eye, so what? Under the eye, that's okay. Under the nose, I'll get myself to a better place. Chin point, and do the best I can. Collarbone, what if I've been putting so much pressure on myself? Under the arm, to feel better too fast. Top of the head, what if I'm not noticing? Eyebrow, the little ways I can make myself feel better. Side of the eye, I want this to change quickly. Under the eye, but I didn't get this way overnight. Under the nose, so what if? Chin point, I can relax. Even just a little. Collarbone, and do my best under the arm to move myself up the scale. Top of the head, what if? That's manageable. And I can do that to the best of my ability now. And just take a breath. Why I like to inject the occasional so what in there is because it's training the mind to go, yeah, I don't want to feel this way, or I do feel this way. So what? So what? And as you tap and you say that, it's really more of a pattern interrupt with the brain. It's allowing the brain to go, well, yeah, so what? I feel this way. Instead of attaching so strongly to a particular emotion. Because I know that's gotten me into so much trouble in the past, is I get so attached to a particular emotion instead of like, well, I feel this way, so what? Well, of course I feel this way. This is what's going on in my life right now. And so what if I feel discouraged? I will get to a better place. And the truth is, I always do. So I'd ask you to consider, what is your truth about that? Do you ultimately get yourself to a better feeling place at some point? And if you don't, can you just tap on releasing to the best of your ability the need to get there and just accept what is? Literally, if you tap on, I just have to accept what is right now. even though this doesn't make any sense, it doesn't feel right to me. That can do so much to help move you forward. And again, as I said, if you want to move up that emotional guidance scale, it's great to just print that out and see it. And one other thought about the day that I was in the car, what I realized too is I was raised Catholic, but I'm not a religious person now. I mean, I totally have an active spiritual life. But what I realized from my religion, I remembered a Bible story about Jesus. And as I recalled it, he was in the market, but I actually looked it up and he was in the temple. And there were vendors in there, and he just got so overcome with emotion that he was so angry, he started flipping tables over. And that day, when I was feeling in that funk, and then I got myself into anger, all of a sudden the thought occurred to me, and I believe it was just this divine thought that came to me, oh, I'm just flipping tables over right now. That's what I'm doing. I'm flipping tables over. That's the best I can do right now. And it was such a relief because I had realized I was able to move myself up the scale. And then when I moved myself up to that place of anger, I was like, I'm flipping tables over right now. And guess what? That's okay. So I highly recommend you check this out for yourself. If you look up that emotional guidance scale and see what it is. And I also believe we can feel certain things that feel sort of simultaneous. Like you can vacillate back and forth. Like, you feel discouraged, so then you go to anger, and then you go back to despair. It's all part of the grieving process. But knowing that, okay, my idea is I just want to get myself to the next possible best feeling thought I can. And even if I don't know what that is, I just want to be open to that coming to me. It made a huge difference for me. And it's one of those, I totally believe if I can do it, you can too. So as always, I hope you found this helpful. And when you're feeling discouraged about anything, if you're like, hey, I'm really discouraged. I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to leave this job that I don't like that's not serving me, or this job that I do, but it's not my higher purpose. Just go ahead and allow for that feeling of discouragement and tap through. Tell the story about the discouragement that you feel about it and see what's the next best feeling place that you get to. And then from that next best place, tap through whatever's coming up for you and see about moving yourself up the scale again. So again, hope you find this helpful. Take good care, and I'll hear you next time.
If you're ready to finally free yourself from a job you hate, go to MartyMurphy.com and download Career Coach Marty Murphy's powerful free video series, Take the Big Leap, to learn the secrets to free yourself to live your dreams and do the rewarding work you love.